أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف، فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله. This Suratul Quraysh. Suratul Quraysh is 106th Surah of the Quran. Suratul Quraysh, it comes after Suratul Fil. And the connection between the two surah is very strong. In fact, it is said that probably these two surahs are one surahs. But after that, it was made that Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they agreed that it's not one surah, but there are two different surahs. But the connection of the both surahs are very strong. In Suratul Fil, which we'll do next week inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the favors upon the Quraysh, that how Allah ta'ala has saved them from the army of elephant. That if Allah ta'ala had not saved them, they would completely destroy them from earth. You know, they would completely finish them. So that was mentioned in Suratul Fil. In Suratul Quraysh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the favors upon the Quraysh of them traveling outside Makkah Mukarramah. So that is the connection. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the end of this surah, Surah Quraysh, Allah ta'ala is saying that Allah ta'ala has favored you so much. He saved you, saved your lives, saved your family, saved your town. And on top of it, there is another favor, that because of your living, you travel outside Makkah Mukarramah safely and you return safely. What it is, what you have to do is, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. It is important that you worship the Lord of this house. Right? So that is the connection between the two surahs. The previous surah, Allah Ta'ala is mentioning Daf'i Madarrat. Daf'i Madarrat meaning he is mentioning the harm which Allah Ta'ala has kept them away from. Allah Ta'ala is mentioning that. In this surah, Allah Ta'ala is mentioning Jalbi Manfa'at. Jalbi Manfa'at meaning the benefit Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is giving them. You know, the favor Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is giving them. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that. Quraysh, we know that it is the tribe of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored this tribe so much, not only what is mentioned in Suratul Fil and Surah Quraysh, but there are many, many other favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed this tribe with. The greatest of favors is that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is from that tribe, you know. And it is mentioned that these were the people that they used to worship one Allah when there was no one to worship one Allah. And also, this is the tribe who were the custodians of the Kaaba. They used to look after the Kaaba. These were the very people who used to make the Hujjaj. Previously, when the Hujjaj came, they used to give them water. You know, so that is all pride for them. Quraysh, the tribe, they are the children of Nadr ibn Kinana. Nadr ibn Kinana is from one of the great grandfathers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, he is the 13th great grandfather of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the tribe Quraysh, it comes after that. The children of Nadr ibn Kinana, and also the name Quraysh. It is said that Quraysh is Ismet Tasghir. Ismet Tasghir meaning, in Arabic language, if you want to make any word, right, there are scales of it. Right, so there are scales of it. So if you want to make Tasghir of something, there is a scale of Tasghir saying Fu'il, right? So if a person is a knower, a knower is arif, right? A person is arif, he's a knower. But if you say, if you have to say he's a small knower, so we'll put that arif into a scale of fu'il, meaning he's a urayf. He's a small knower, little knower. So Quraysh is ismi tasghir. What is the meaning of Quraysh? Quraysh, it is said that that it is the name of a huge animal in the ocean. Because this Quraysh, they had that honor, that awe amongst the other tribes. That's why this Quraysh is known as Quraysh, right? And some of them, they say that it is... another meaning of Quraysh is that kasab, to earn. Because they were huge traders, business people, that's why they are known as little kasab, little Quraysh, right? So this is the meaning of it, right? And now if you go on to the verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that li'ila fi Quraysh, ila fihim rihlata shita'i was-sayf. Because of the familiarities of the Quraysh, right? Quraysh, you remember, if we know Makkah Mukarramah, it is a barren land. There are no orchards to reap the fruits, nor there are any, the land of it is not agricultural, that, you know, they can cultivate crops for them. So for them to fill their stomach, for them to eat, get food, they would definitely have to go out and get food and get their livelihood, right? So they made two journeys in the year. And these were the very successful journeys for the people of Quraysh. One to Yemen, and the other one to Sham, Syria, right? In Yemen, Yemen is a hot country, so they would travel to Yemen in winter. And Syria is a cold country, so they would travel to Syria in summer, right? So these were the two journeys Quraysh they made in a year. And this was a very successful journeys they made. You know, they earned the whole year's, and they stocked the whole year's food from these two journeys, right? And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them so much respect that they even traveled to Syria. You know, they, people used to respect them so much. Out of Makkah Mukarrama, there was no safety, right? Because of the fighting amongst the tribe which was going on, or highway robbers, right? There was no safety, but the people of Quraysh, they always traveled safely. They went safely, they returned safely. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that because of the familiarities of the Quraysh. رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ إِلَى فِهِمْ رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ. The familiarity that they took journey in the summer season and in the winter season. Right? Now, li, the first letter of the surah, li, it is said that, you know, we have to regard something before that which is not mentioned. So one is that we say, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that, you know, it's so amazing that the Quraysh familiarities with other tribes, right? That is one. And the other one is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them, Allah ta'ala had destroyed the army of Fil. Because of that, people had given them so much respect. So that is the kind of preposition which we have to regard it hidden over there. Then Allah Ta'ala is mentioning, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. You know, that they should worship the Lord of this house. Right? The Lord of this house. In Surah Al-Fatiha, if you know, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions first, that, you know, Allah ta'ala is praising, making mention of His praise. Then after that, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that you have to worship Me. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. So it is a practice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in the Qur'an, He mentions His favors upon the people first, Then at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that because of these favors, O insan, O human being, you turn to me and no one else. So in this surah also, Allah ta'ala is mentioning these favors upon these people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, calling them towards towards His oneness. Generally, you know, it is not good for, if you have done favor upon another person, it is not good to make mention of the favor of which you have done to another person, right? But in some circumstances, sometime a person can be very violent to you or very disrespect to you. So at some times, it is good to mention that favor which you had done previously upon that person. Not to taunt that person, but to remind him that what you were, and because of my favor, what I had done to you, you know, what you have become. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favors upon insan, upon human beings are tremendous, are uncountable. No one, you know, there are so much. So, and if a person goes away from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be so much disrespect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will be so much, dishonoring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes mention of the favors upon the people, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls, towards his ibadah. So Allah ta'ala is saying that فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ, because of the favors which he had given you, O people of Quraysh, that he saved you from the army of elephant, and after that you travel, because of the travel you are eating and drinking. So because of that, now you should worship the Lord of this house. You know? And that Lord, He's such that الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوءٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ, that same Lord, He is giving them food after they hunger, meaning after they hunger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them food, وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ, and He is giving them safety, you know, after the insecurity. So, you know, it is said that any people, you know, another verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُتْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ, that Allah ta'ala is mentioning an example of one village, that the food used to come, you know, very easily to them, you know, and they used to very easily eat and very easily live. But what it is, that فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ, that they, they were not thankful to the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did, that فَأَذَاقَهُ اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَسْنَعُونَ. After that, because they were disrespectful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gave them hunger, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them insecure. You know? So it is not just Quraysh, but generally any tribe, the favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to any people, we should value those favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The very first value is that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we do the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us with so many favors, you know, so many favors. So we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his very first thing is that we do ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Generally, we should say alhamdulillah, you know, at the time of favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But besides that also, we should always, we should always do the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to do that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us safe and secure. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all evil and insecurity as well. Anyone wants to? say anything, ask anything.